what do you call the heavy iron thing in the kitchen that you use for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan?
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of where you turn
it? Faucet.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Huh?
What about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
Well, I guess that'd be what you call it, too, a faucet. I've seen them on barrels, but I don't exactly remember. I think that's what they called them.
Okay. Well, what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
Well, it'd be the same thing to me.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
In a paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Well, it'll just be to me a woven bag. What else would you call it?
Well, now some people have a term that, it's determined by what the sack is made out of.
Well, really, I don't know what it's made out of. What?
Yeah, like that one over there. What do you call that?
Oh, gunny sack. Such things as that.
Okay,
that's what we,
thank you. Thank you very much.
What we got them for.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about this long, and it's about that tall, and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Harp, what I always called them.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing that's made out of metal? You put it up to your teeth and pick it like that?
Juice harp.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle? And one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go up and down like this?
I think that's what we used to call seesaws.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
That'd just be a merry-go-round, I reckon, be what you'd call it.
No? What's another
Flying Jimmy.
Did you ever call it a Flying Jimmy?
Yes, I've called them Flying Jimmy.
Okay.
Yeah. Got pulled off of them and
have you?
Them. Yeah.
What do you call a flat piece of stone, a small one, that's used to sharpen knives on?
A wet rock.
Okay. Would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people used to use or still use?
Well, we used to have wooden water buckets.
No, fences. Kinds of wooden fences.
Fences? Oh, rail fences. And now seed brush fences.
Well, now how was a rail fence made?
Well, the rails were split. Oh, I don't know how long it'd be, 6, 8, 10 feet, I guess, and then put in sort of crisscross, you know, this way.
Like this?
Yeah, to make them stay up. Yeah, I've seen plenty of them.
Okay. And what's another kind of wooden fence?
Well, I've seen them built out of plank, you know, plank, lumber, where they've been sawed.
Okay, now that would be out of boards instead of rails.
Yeah. These rails were split out of trees.
Well, now can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences?
Nothing. Only we used to have what we call paling gardens. Were split out of wood, you know. Well, pie your head, nailed up.
Did they have points on the top of them?
They did. They did.
Okay.
Flat at the bottom or straight across the bottom.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a galloping fence?
No, I don't think I ever did.
Okay.